Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It begins.
And so we go into the morning.
It's running commentary.
It's running commentary.
What a lovely morning.
It is beautiful, isn't it? Absolutely.
We've returned
gorgeous.
To the sunny, well, again, sunny Hampstead Heath.
Yeah.
3 weeks to the day after our first.
Have a little trot.
September visit. It's lucky we're somewhere gorgeous because Twitter's been crashing it with the gorgeous mornings this morning.
Have you yes, seen it, well, it looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've been enjoying that.
In the country and by the sea. Sarah and Martin and Angie.
No, it's great. Jeez. It's lovely. Lovely to hear.
So how are you?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, I slightly shamed face as I didn't do the race at the weekend.
Yeah.
And no real excuse except I just couldn't face being away from home all day on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought
yeah.
about it and I came to the conclusion if I'd been doing it with someone else, it would have been fine. But
oh, so it's my fault.
No. There's been a few little problems at home.
Yeah.
That's all, man, it's a bit fraught. And I was faced with a Sunday setting off at 8 and getting back about 6 or 7. I just didn't want to do it.
No, and I think it's
I
interesting.
I didn't want to be away, it's weird, but I do feel a bit.
It just goes to show how we've talked about this at other times this year, how me and you have been really used to being away and coming back, just not being a steady presence in our own houses.
Yeah.
And that's different in 2020.
Yeah, maybe I'm fetishising the fact that I am all of a sudden. Or maybe, I don't know, just sort of, yeah, we have had a different year.
Yep.
And I think also, I'll be honest, I was a little bit with all the shenanigans, all the COVID stuff sparking up a little bit again. I think I was just a bit depressed this weekend.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't think that helped my state of mind in yeah. terms of going off on my own.
No.
To run a race. I was just a little bit, I would describe it as a temporary weakening.
Yeah. I think there's been a lot of that going around. I don't know what the trigger is, but it just seems like a bit of a low time, doesn't it? And
yeah,
I think
maybe.
It is directly or indirectly connected with the news.
Yeah, the sense that it might be ramping up again. Or
yeah.
Well, we're going to find. We'll hear a lot more today, won't we?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it's strange times and certainly puts ideas of part run coming back into perspective.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just, I don't know. Who knows?
Well,
we don't know.
Well, bringing it back to you, you know, I was aware that you didn't do that run and then did a run the other day. You know, I shouldn't think that you're thinking, oh, I must do the virtual London Marathon. And I was thinking, well, never mind about the events. How's your running? Do you know what I mean? Have you still been out
oh, yeah,
on the
no,
day?
No, I've still
day
been going
day?
Out. I'm going out yeah. five or six times a week.
Well, ultimately.
And enjoying it. But it's more sort of purely therapeutic
absolutely.
At the moment. That's how it feels.
I think from a wellness point of view, it's really important to remember that.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
the,
yeah,
when it comes so. Down to it, if you have to choose the running or the events, the thing that's going to get us through, and when I say get us through, I don't just mean get us through 2020, I mean get us through life.
Yeah.
Is the running.
Yeah. I think you're sort of a bit more mentally attuned to the virtual stuff, and that's great, by the way. That's fine.
Yeah, but only
but it's
now.
Just not
I mean,
really
only,
my.
It's only because I threw that away. You know, it's really because that's come along like a. You know, at the end of a Hollywood film,
yeah.
when the person lets the baddie go.
Yes.
And because they're a hero and they do the right thing,
yeah.
a magpie, and the baddie suddenly grabs the knife and spins around. And
yeah.
then they kill him.
Yeah.
And the bad, and so the goodies got the best of both worlds.
Right. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they
yeah.
got the moral high ground, and they killed the baddie.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm like with the virtual London Marathon in particular, because I so embraced holding on to my training.
Yes.
And trying to let go of the training deadline as a way of staying fit.
Right.
That. In the end, 6 months later, the virtual Great North London Land Marathon have kind of come as a reward.
Yes, yeah, you know? That's fair enough, yeah.
So, and that's very much where I feel I'm at. And I think, you know, I'm sort of saying I'm being hypocritical, but there is a truth to it, that I've got a kind of strength now that I've never had. You know, it's a different
yeah.
kind of strength.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's better. It's just not
yeah,
the
no,
same.
No, it's horses for courses, isn't it?
I was
it?
Just
it's
saying... Online just seconds ago, someone was saying that they're not on exactly the same page as we were. They're training up for Florence at the end of November.
Right.
And thinking it might not happen.
Yeah.
And it's just an axe in the bottom of the tree of your training.
Yes.
And I said, easy hindsight. But I was saying, in the end, I find that very freeing.
Right.
That ultimately, you have to remember that the event you're training for... Yeah, it's a real thing, but it doesn't matter, you know, it's just
yeah,
a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
It's an interesting kind of almost Zen lesson, the idea of training and training for this big thing that we have to remember in the great scheme of life, doesn't matter, might or might not happen, could happen on another day. Wow, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's nice.
Did you see? Excellent picture, mate. Can I take a picture of your picture with the view? Thanks.
We
really
have
nice.
Art happening.
That's great.
In Hampstead. It's lovely.
Excellent.
Really nice.
Sorry to stop. Let's go
no, it's nice.
Way.
It's okay. nice yeah.
Do you know the way if you go that
not
way?
Not particularly.
Let's go that
rather.
Way
no, anyway.
I got lost.
Yeah, it's... yeah, it's... But it, you're normally training for an event that's normally going to happen. I know, of course I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But it seems of... For a lot of people, events give their life structure, don't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Oh, completely. I think it's easier said than done, and it's very surreal, the kind of balancing act I'm talking about.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's, yeah, it's funny, everyone's just doing their own. I don't know what it reveals about character and how people adapt to it. You know, we're gonna find out a bit more over the next 3 months, 6 months, however long it is, aren't we?
Yeah, and also, however... lockdown friendly one is, however good one gets at new situations, when it comes down to it, we've all one way or another been getting used to the idea of going back into the world, you know. There's
yes
there have been events, not just virtual
yes.
events but real events, you
yeah
know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And
absolutely.
And so the sense that we're not going in that direction is a bit of a shock to the system.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sense of a
So, but you didn't regret it. It was an easy decision. You didn't think, oh, I should have gone.
No, not, I mean, but it's Sunday tea time, I thought. Because, of course, you know, the decision which happened early Saturday evening released me into Saturday booze.
Yes.
So I had a fair bit of booze on Saturday night, which left me feeling pretty silly. By Sunday tea time, I thought, I'd have been feeling a lot different now if I'd had a race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot better. I just wasn't there, you know,
no,
I just wasn't there to do it.
It's just not the place.
But, you know, other people would have been.
I'd reiterate it, I think, particularly if you're saying I've been a bit down. In that instance, the running is always more important than the event. So that's just that I thought when we weren't, you know, when you were doing what you were doing and I was doing it a weekend, I just thought, as long as he's getting his runs in, it's
yeah, I'm still getting my runs in. It's funny when you don't gig and you have... normal, I use that word in inverted commas, structure of everyday life, there's a certain momentum to the week
yeah.
that leads to a kind of heightened state on Saturday night where when everyone else in your family's having a drink or chilling out.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to resist that.
Yeah, that's right. It's party time, basically.
That tide. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. And it just seems crazy, isn't it? You think, well, I could not. It's like, why would I not?
Yeah, but it's another one because obviously we stand up the last 25 years. We've had something that naturally takes us away from that, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
And we've been entertaining the tide of people who want to get drunk on a Saturday night, you know.
That's right.
It's funny.
But Steve Cram once said to me, I don't need a crowd to be my greatest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need a crowd to be your greatest, he said. His latest thanks, Steve, for playing that tape in of Steve Cram.
Old Crammy.
And as Sting said to me,
you're doing well,
you're
Rob.
You're doing a couple of miles now. Yeah. Just a couple of more to go.
Dig in.
With apologies to people in the northeast. So.
But I'm actually still half and half over whether I do London, depending on how I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on how I feel. If I can get.
What's
but
the longest run?
I'm pitifully short of long run fitness, though.
So what's your mileage? How many miles did you do last week?
I did about 30.
Okay, well, it's not nothing.
No, it's not nothing. I mean, if I can get a 3-hour run in at some point this week, just run for time yeah, on my yeah. feet, and then a few runs and then just chill for a bit, I can just about manage a marathon. I mean, it's the least trained I've been for a marathon for a long time.
Itself could be, as long as you're careful with yourself and know what you want from it.
Yeah.
Could be an interesting experience.
It could
know?
Be, yeah.
It could be a real sequel to what you found in the marathon.
Yes.
We did where
the
we
four
were
hour,
running
the
together.
The 4-hour one, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the back of the Pretend Bridge. Have you seen that?
Nice.
I'll get it here and then we'll get it from the top of the hill where it looks like a real bridge. Although it used to be much better. Well, it's really good because they've painted it, so it looks quite convincing now.
So what is that about then? What's happening there?
It's all to do with the view of Kenwood House.
Right.
So they just put a fake 2D bridge at the bottom of the lake so that that's when you're so at the top funny. Of the hill, you go, oh, how marvellous, so I see where the bridge is.
That's so bizarre. Isn't it? How odd. Very odd people.
So, yeah, and what about the, what's it called, the Transalpino, the Camino?
The Camino, well, I'm still up for that. So, I mean, so a long run would fit in and with that. But, of course, there's a huge question mark over that now.
Over that, of course, yeah.
Yeah, again, we'll know more today.
But, of course, because Welwyn is a garden city.
Yes.
There's a lot of open space.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're planning on including grouse to kill along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. That means it could swell the numbers. We'll see how it all...
But yeah, and also just again from a... I know I'm feeling so very zen this morning, but just from a mindset point of view, whether that event happens or not, it's still a kind of notch
yeah.
you can put on the other side of London Marathon to make sense of doing it.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
At a slower pace.
Yeah, it's... And I've got these... I've got a couple of gigs this weekend. I don't know whether they're going to happen. And that's when I haven't gigged for ages.
Real gigs in real places.
Gigs in real places.
Which ones?
I've got a gig in Portsmouth somewhere.
Yep.
On Friday night, and then a gig in Banbury on Sunday.
Nice.
So, might happen, might not.
Yeah.
So it's all a bit... as it is for everyone.
Yeah. Up in the air, constant change.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Stephen Grant said, our friend, comedian, cyclist,
yeah.
runner, promoter. He said it's just an hour off closing times.
Yes.
Shouldn't affect anyone. He said, I read this or hear this on the news as I look down, there's £6,000 worth of tickets
six
to a 9:45 show.
Yeah, yeah, £6,000 worth of refunds to come up with. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, that's going to smart, isn't it?
Yeah. Money, 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 money.
Yeah.
So, well, that's interesting. I find
there's
it
a bit of a humble brag in that, though, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this is good.
It's not the same for the rest
of us. I haven't told you yet about my running last week, but you see this on our right, where you're coming in there?
Yeah.
I ran to there.
Yeah.
From Highgate Wood.
Oh, wow.
The other day, and the route was really good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show it to you one day soon. I had to work out how the mileage is going to work and what we're going to do with it, but it just brought me in there.
That's nice, yeah. And yeah. how long was it? I'm going to go to the thing. How long
oh,
was
great.
It?
Yeah, my run on Saturday was 20, but I'll give you the whole...
oh, nice.
I'll give you the breakdown once you've
oh,
done
that's
the...
fantastic.
Down.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to go down here and get a picture of the house. Yeah. I'll see you here, yeah?
Yeah.
Running, 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 running Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What's the longest single run you've done in the last couple of weeks? Or the last several months, actually?
About 13.
Okay.
So it's not great. It's not too bad, but it's not great. But I'm feeling okay while doing it. But I felt quite strong, actually. I finished quite strongly, but, you know, it's nothing like the 20s you've been racking up.
Well, racking up is strong.
13s at pace.
That more so.
So tell me about your 20 then. I noticed a couple of pictures about
when they called up, they said they were doing the virtual London Marathon. There was only just time to train for it.
Yeah.
To do it as a sort of pacey one.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I came up with this plan where I remembered, you know, because one of the reasons I felt strong is because I ran 20 miles in a 50-mile week.
Yeah.
But that was in, what, June?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so that fitness is gone.
Yeah.
But, of course, I've got ongoing strength.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so basically the Great North Run, 3 weeks away from London.
Makes sense, doesn't
it? So I did that 13.
Yeah.
And did it... Yeah, at pace.
Did it fast, yeah.
And then I don't know what I did in the week, a few runs with you and stuff, but took it quite easy.
Yeah.
And then the following Saturday just gone, I did a nice, again, very easy, but I got my 20.
That's great.
And I planned it so that I'd done 30 before then, so that when I hit 20,
it'd
be a 20-mile run.
That's
and a 50-mile week.
That's great.
And it did feel really good.
Yeah.
What was nice was... Genuine, this is probably what you saw, and anyone online would have seen this. Darren Ann Finn,
yeah,
said on Friday, oh my goodness, I'm doing a trail run,
yeah,
tomorrow, running 30 tough miles for the first time in ages, but it's because it's Global Trail Running Day,
right?
So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm in that,
yeah.
So, and I was always planning on trying to take it easy on myself, you know,
yeah,
whilst getting the miles in. And also, I've started to come away from doing my routes.
Yes.
So that they're fresh for the day.
Nice. Good idea.
Anyway, I put together this route based on all the nice stuff around your way.
Yeah.
So I went up Park and Walk.
Yeah.
Went around Queens and Highgate Woods.
Nice.
Out to Ali Pally.
Standard, lovely.
And then across back to here.
Yeah.
And... I didn't go around anything twice. I went around the heath 1.5 times.
Right.
And then back to mine.
That's nice, isn't it?
It was really nice, really good. And lots of, you know, obviously it's easy running.
Yeah.
And there were some pavements in there.
Did you have company or?
No, just me, music.
Right.
But I did bump into Patrick, friend of the show.
All right.
Nice to sit out on
nice.
The
on
the terrace out to Ali Pally.
Yeah.
And when I was in the woods in particular, it was a real Imagine if Pavlov's dog had a running chatting podcast.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really needed a pen and paper to tell you all the things I was telling you
right
in the woods just that we normally run through.
Let's rewind.
I was very lucid.
What was happening? That sounds good.
The moment's gone. That recording
was
lost.
Were you away with it? You're having a vastly different weekend.
On this spot on Saturday,
yeah,
I had a different kind of gel.
Right.
Just got some from the supermarket.
Right.
Which is a level of non-obsessiveness for me.
That's great, yeah.
That is quite... But having said that, it was filthy. It wasn't as... it was wetter.
Right.
Than the ones I normally use.
So how long did it take for your 20 then? Did you get a clock on it?
Yes, like 3¾ hours.
Yeah. That's about standard, isn't it? For a long, easy... And it seems so good to be out for that
yeah,
long.
Yeah, and like you say, it's the hours on your feet.
It is the hours on your feet,
not the
yeah.
miles. I mean, the miles is a good technical ladder to climb to get it in your legs, but
yeah,
it's the time out of the house, really.
It really is, yeah.
And
you felt decent after that.
Felt great,
I mean, you're moving
you know?
Quite well now. I mean,
yeah, I did have
Tuesday.
Trying to be quite careful because there's a couple of, you know, when you rack up the miles, you get your niggles, things hurt,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
they can be quite specific, and also. I had classic hard run comeback last week.
Right.
Like I wasn't really feeling my pretty aggressive half marathon until like Thursday, you know?
Right, you had your
wow, yeah.
bit of muscle soreness.
Tired, yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Doms.
Yeah.
So, but having said that, yeah, I think last year, and in general, but specifically last London Marathon, I did a 20-mile training run round Brighton, do you remember this?
Right, yeah.
It was really good. And
which is lovely, yeah. We've done that before.
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah, exactly. It's where we went.
Yeah.
And ran up into the South Downs. But I still was quite naive then about how trail running tires you out in a way it's really hard to pin down.
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I'd kind of run,
yeah.
you know, I don't know, 10, 13, 16 miles over the hills. And then got down to the front and thought, oh, I've done my 20. Had a look, and of course, I'd only done like 17.
Yeah.
And
because you can't
want to be over there, but we can go okay. down here and cut.
Because you're constantly picking your way, aren't you, with your feet, and it gets just
right.
gets tiring on that level, yeah.
And doing inclines you don't notice and stuff.
Yeah.
But the key thing from here is that I felt, you know, broken. It broke me. It was a lovely run, but the end of it was really good marathon training.
Yeah.
Because the last couple of miles, I was like, one step, another step, give me another
yeah,
step.
Yeah, it's
and then afterwards, I was like, oh my god.
It's incredible
god.
How slowly you run towards the end of long, slow runs, isn't it?
That's right.
Exactly. It's just, people look at you think, there's no way this guy can run a marathon.
Yeah. And then I sat in a pub in Brighton drinking a Coke.
Yeah.
Just for quick you know,
sugar
and liquid.
Yeah.
And I thought, someone's going to come over and ask me if I'm all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You and Ed Gamble saw what I was like after the marathon in 2019.
Yes.
And it was like that. I was just sitting there going, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's tough.
Saturday, you granted I wasn't running in the South Downs or anything, but honestly, just nothing like that.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I felt a bit achy at about 17 miles. I was like, of course you do.
Yeah.
And that is...
That's big progress, isn't
yeah.
it? That's progress to the months of training you've been doing.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, digging into the
cumulative
Zen,
strength, yeah.
I think that's absolutely true, and I think it goes deeper than that.
Right.
I think in 2020, whatever happens in... Even if there's no marathon or I didn't do it, I just think I'm stronger
right.
than I was.
Well, that's good.
And I kind of mean in terms of running,
but
not necessarily in terms of pace.
Yeah.
And also in life.
Yeah.
I just think, looking back, I just think that all that travel and gigging and I love the gigs.
Yes.
But the solitude and the cars and the trains.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
the time away from the family.
It just
and the time on my own when difficult things are happening in life and you can't deal directly with them.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You just
yeah,
gotta
yeah.
sit on a train and think about them. Think about well, all kinds of things.
And you can't do anything about it. Yeah,
yeah, and I was gonna say like my dad, but it wasn't just my dad. There's been well, it's even in the world, you know, it's the last 5 years has been a time of great drama.
Yeah.
And it's just easier to bear that kind of stuff from a strong base.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah,
I was
yeah,
really
yeah.
feeling the metaphor
that's
in
great.
My strength this year.
That's really good.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Massive come down ahead.
I've been feeling loads weaker. Just absolute, absolute.
Sorry.
Just starting to obsess about news more and more. disappearing down Twitter spirals.
Well, I think basically...
low energy during the day.
There is a lot of...
you know, all that kind of nonsense.
You know, September is the new March, and not in a good way. Do you know what I mean? A lot of the rhythms and thoughts, and not just news stories, but emotions of that time are coming back.
Yeah, they can
without
be.
Without the clean slate we had then.
Although I think that could make it easier.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think anything could be as bad as that. But it's more, I think a lot of it for me is the desire to keep the schools open.
Yeah.
And some of that is obviously selfish with my son Rudy, but he's, because he's studying dance, you can't do that online.
No.
It's just over, you know, and it was so truncated.
Well, it's absolutely, within minutes you're going to break the computer.
Yeah, it's just not going to. So
I spun on it on my head.
Yeah. So, but I think everyone is. I think that society is.
Yeah.
But we'll see where it goes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is nice.
And I never saw that coming. I didn't realise, you know. I think at a very personal level, I've been pretty. I think I've been, for want of a more nuanced word, quite depressed the last few years.
Right.
You know, for long term. And I needed a bit of time.
A full, you know, a proper rest, a proper...
There's been some real... the lockdown was really medicinal for me.
Yeah.
It really was. You know, the lockdown, that terrible time, I'm not making light of it. You know, there's all kinds of bad stuff going on, but just the regrouping factor, staying home.
Yeah.
Thinking about what I was going to feed the family.
yeah.
And how to run and... you know, do the 30 weeks, and just the simplicity of that.
Yes.
Being cheaper, you know, spending less money. Yeah. Spend less time thinking, oh, well, I'll get myself a nice itsu and then I'll go to the cinema, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, it's like, well, it's fake happiness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I do like the cinema.
Oh, yeah, me
I
too.
I do like the cinema.
But do you know how many films I've watched this year?
I totally get what you're saying in terms of simplicity of lifestyle.
And just for me. I mean, I'm not putting this on anyone else.
Yeah, totally. It's each to his own. But, yeah, there's definitely something to be said for that. And although I drank on Saturday, that was the first time I drank in about 10 days or so.
Yeah,
the drinking has temporarily become a lot less regular.
Yeah.
Certain good things are happening personally, but it's... it's just the general... You're right, though. You've just got to get used to the uncertainty.
That's right. And then when it's no good, that's fine, too. You know, that's the other thing that I think maybe needs to be restated. I think everyone was saying quite a lot, but a few months ago, is that on a weird year like this, there's going to be bad days. There's going to be bad weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it might have been made worse by the fact that, for all intents and purposes, we had a really good summer.
Yeah.
Because we embraced freedoms more than some.
That's right. You were,
we went on holiday.
So you've had a lovely holiday.
We had parties.
You ate out to help out.
We ate out to help out.
Morning, we did the custom front of us.
We did the stuff, so you just got... And it's ironic because all the kids in London going out loads, absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Within 10 days of returning to Manchester.
This is a nice happy family. They look like doing a police search.
That's nice.
Coming down across the grass.
That's lovely. Sorry. No, within 10 days of returning to Manchester, about 4 or 5 of them have tested positive.
Oh, God.
But that's student stuff, you know.
That's
North West Manchester. So they'll be self-isolating. Hopefully
I remember years ago, I think we talked about this, me and Jared Christmas doing a gig in there. Lampeter,
yeah,
in Wales,
yeah,
deep in Wales,
yeah.
So, you know, quite an easy place to self-isolate, actually.
Yeah,
and we did a gig there maybe early
beautiful
November.
Spot, actually, I've gigged there.
And the blooming illness in the room.
Yes,
these kids.
Just a
and
tangible.
I think it was a freshest thing.
Yeah.
So they're all first years.
Yeah.
And they've all arrived in September.
Yeah.
They have smoked all day long.
Yes.
They've not eaten a vegetable in 6 weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
They've all kissed each
other.
There's
a tangible
sense
of infection.
They're not particularly keeping clean.
No.
The coughs that went through the room then.
Yeah.
And this was, you know, thank goodness there wasn't a pandemic at the time.
Yes. Yeah,
but literally, we had to stop in the middle of jokes as kind of waves of coughs went through the room. So students are not ideal.
No,
from
it's
that point of view.
It's gonna tear through, and obviously they can't. They're more at risk if they come home.
Yeah.
So they end up staying. So they're just gonna. They're going to circulate.
And
it
also
through.
The coming home leads into that chain that leads back to the old people.
Of course, yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, this is gorgeous though, isn't it?
Yeah, this is beautiful. Yeah.
Just in terms of wellness, something interesting, because I'm going into this, you know, this is just the beginning of the last 2 weeks
actually
of the
taper. An illegal gathering, eight people, four yeah, mothers with babies.
luckily, four of those people were only the size of a loaf of bread.
Yeah. I'm afraid you're...
But actually, one of those babies... Was killing a grouse.
Cut Giovanni the rules of gathering. Four mothers with babies.
If we have to diminutive issue, humans,
issue a £10,000 fine to each baby.
got any baby money?
Yeah. Never mind recent changes to the child benefit payments. You will be full. Playing me off for the rest of your life, have I?
Following reports of babies seen drinking in pubs.
Yeah. Babies 10:45. Anything beyond the 10 PM curfew will be sent home.
Students snogging.
That'll be next, won't it? Hancock's handing there. Talk about the locking up of babies.
Yeah.
How will that go down?
Here's the magpies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're gone.
Morning, magpie. Morning, magpie.
Three. Morning, magpie. Morning, magpie. Morning. Yeah, I have to say, there was three magpies, two wood pigeons, and a parakeet just then. Four magpies. And
a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, it's a Christmas song. It's Bad Luck Paul. It's so comedy, isn't it? The true love in that song. Is like, you know, by the fourth day of Christmas, they're like, stop giving me birds. Yeah. Why are they all birds?
Can we not mix it up a bit?
But of course, they were much happier to kill and eat them. I've baked you a partridge, stuffed with three French hens, and, I don't know, a large number of maids of milk.
violent murder of multiple avian and human Christmas celebrants. Currently issuing £10,000 fine to running commentary destroying bird life, have
I? So I went out yesterday for a little 4 mile gentle run to just to make sure I wasn't overdoing it after
ease it all out, yeah.
I didn't go to Woodbury Down. I looked at the signs.
What a sad moment.
Runners, Pikachu against runners. Apparently,
we just have several runners currently taken against their will and held hostage by members of the Wildlife Trust. Haven't
people on scooters with their pushchairs going.
Reports of members of would-be Wetlands Wildlife Trust with crossbows attacking runners. Haven't
well within their rights. Nothing we can do here.
Well within their rights, protecting the wildlife.
Only a matter of time before that becomes true.
I never know if I'm being paranoid.
Monday.
I know there's a lot of, you know, I saw a lot of people when I was running on Saturday.
Yeah.
But morning magpie. I'm sorry, it's just the time of year.
It's all right.
We're going to see over a billion magpies today. So yeah, loads of people out on Saturday, of course, enjoying the sunny weather.
Yeah.
And I was in all these beautiful outside places.
Yeah.
And every now and then, and you know me, I'm a big social distancer. I'm diving into the road.
Absolutely, yeah.
Going around cars.
Yeah.
Hiding behind trees. I mean, literally, I think I can confidently say I ran for 20 miles, 4 hours, around a busy London without going within 10 feet of anyone at all.
Yeah, you're great.
Right? And yet, every now and again, I got such filthy looks.
Yes, I know.
Oh, this guy, it was up here on the heath.
Yeah.
And I was stood behind a tree.
Yeah.
To let a whole rash of
a
whole rash of dog walkers go past. And
it's not enough. You must carry sticks to beat yourself up with.
He literally broke his own rules to give me the look. He was kind of coming at me with this kind of death stare.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't been running, I would have stopped and said, "What?
What are you doing, mate?
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, what is this? Yeah. Yeah, because of course, we've got all that to come back again.
The other thing about Woodbury Down, which is funny, because the sign says no running or jogging.
Yeah, yeah. Little do they know what they've stirred up with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. That means people who do it and people who don't do it both aren't allowed to do it. I can't run there now or in the 80s.
Yeah. That's a real shame.
This
I think that's going to be my article this month for for Runner's World.
Well, in that case, I'm going to show you the look the guy did. I don't want you to have it. It was just here on the heath, and he went like this.
Do you want me to take a photo?
I'll get it. Do you want to see it again? I should really show it to you. Describe it for the listeners. I'll show it to you first. There we go. Get the camera ready. It was like this.
Piercing, accusatory,
yeah.
Aggressive.
With forward motion, dangerous. It was coming towards me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The camera won't do it. The camera's actually stopped working.
Like psychological jousting.
I think the camera got the fear.
Yeah.
I won't do it. I can't take it. Yeah. Here we go. Got it.
Unnecessarily aggressive for a fleeting social interaction.
Yeah. Well, a guy who had
with
to change
his route. With infinitesimal danger to himself. Yeah.
And he had to come at me to do that look,
yeah,
because I was totally out of his way.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. He wasn't the only one.
No.
Ultimately, it's difficult, isn't it? Because
it's just fear,
people
isn't it?
Don't need much of an excuse to be mean to each other. It's
no, they don't, no, they don't. And also, I'm trying not to judge people too harshly because they're nervous. That's fair enough. I get that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just gets a bit tiring, doesn't
but
it?
But remember, the fear is just pain leaving the anger.
It just gets... There was a time...
An underwater time.
Everyone lived underwater. No, there was a time in like June where I was getting a bit aggressive with people. I was just bored with it.
Yeah.
I was just telling people to call the police or, you know.
Yeah, do you mean that old lady said okay?
Yeah, yes. Sir,
okay.
But before then, I was like, I was occasionally just swearing at people.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is completely wrong. If momentary fun. But now I'm kind of trying to be a bit kinder about the whole thing.
Everyone's got a different take.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the problem.
It has somewhere along the line been slightly socially sanctioned to be a little bit anti-runner. Just slightly.
Yeah. Well, it was like...
And I do find that a bit of a shame.
The thing is that we know of old that people were just ready for that.
Yeah.
People don't like runners anyway. And quite often runners go, well, forget it, we're runners, we don't like people.
Yeah.
But that's just escalating, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not like that. I mean,
you're going to love one another, man.
I like people.
Two comedians, loving one another.
You're loving people. Is this normal or allowed under current social distancing rules?
I can't tell whether I'm the same character or a different character. But, modulating and distinct, over.
Well, of course, initially, when you started running... In the 80s, you just got abuse for running.
Yeah.
You just got just basic, get on your bike or whatever it was. Just people shouting abuse.
Hey, look, it's risky because I don't know, but can we go this way?
Yeah, let's have a go.
It just looks nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think I can find
one. And then it sort of changed, and now a lot of people have started running, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that another symptom of this is the whole, I'm not really a runner, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's weird how people want to... People have that kind of... They either won't let themselves in, and then other people want to keep it for themselves. And obviously this is trying to come to so we're running. But this is kind of everything, isn't it? It's people will say... It's like when people say, a lot of people will say something positive about their family, but I would never do that. But today I'm going to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why do you need to do this? Why is it good that you did it, but when everyone else did it, they were idiots?
Yeah, what you mean it's kind of...
Like the guilt of pleasure.
People are saying, I do run, but I'm not a runner, so don't put me in with the runner sort of thing.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You think that's sort of coming a bit.
And that gives a real tension to what I was going to talk about next, which is funny, really, because I didn't mean it. But it's interesting, because I said at the weekend, tips and tricks for tapering.
Yes.
I kind of, look at that, it's a liver spotted Dalmatian, what a amazing. Gorgeous dog. I'll take a picture of your dog. Thank you. I mean, I don't know if those lovely spots are going to come out. Look at you. Brown spotted Dalmatian on the heath. It's like an album cover. In fact, it's like Rush's Signals album cover. Yeah. No, need a picture. All right, I'll take a picture of you as well.
Both great creatures.
Seems cool, doesn't it, otherwise? Thank you.
So go on then, you were saying about the...
Oh, yes, I said about the tapering. I hadn't really thought it through. I was just looking for real sort of like... little tips, like things that other people say and things that I would say. Like I drink a lot of beetroot juice and lemon juice.
Yes.
And it's important to remember to sleep.
Ooh. Hey! Ooh, hello, mate.
Hello, come on, baby. You make go a friend, on. You can't shake a friend.
Go on, go on. I think she's struggling with recall with that dog.
I was going to try and do a great joke about that, but the moment passed.
Go on.
Ah, get your ass to Mars. Who are you? Who am I?
It's running itself. So go on.
Who is Gahagan?
So
you at the body, Richter. I'm making you struggle with recall. Anyway,
yeah.
I found that the conversation about toping was interesting. It was a bit more big scale, the whole picture, and I think
right.
That's useful. But fundamentally, a surprising number of people who were saying, oh, I think people have a fear of it, and that's fair enough.
Right.
You know, fear of...
Fear of the stopping, taper.
Fear of, it's counterintuitive.
Fear of losing everything.
Exactly.
Right.
So there were quite a few comments phrased in the way I just described, saying, I don't know if I'd want to do that, but I do this.
Right.
And I think the thing... You've basically had to make peace with it yourself.
Yeah,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean? I would never cut down my number of runs. That's really dangerous. But I run a lot less miles.
Yeah.
Someone else could do the opposite and it
would
be the
course.
Same, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that it's... I totally understand it and I think it's worth talking about because taper, ultimately, the two conclusions I drew are... Because it's called the taper, I think sometimes we forget what that word meant before we started using it.
Yeah.
It's very important that you tail off.
Yes, yeah.
So I think the reason people are scared of it is because they think, oh, I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
It's like, it isn't a stop, it's a taper.
Well, you just can't...
So someone said, oh, 2 weeks seems a bit early. It's like, well, it's a bit early to eat a jacket potato and stop running completely because that's what you do the Thursday before or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it isn't too early to not run 30, 50 mile weeks.
I think there's a lot going on there. I mean, like Gavin, who we chatted to, he doesn't run for 5 days before the marathon.
Wow.
He has 5 whole days off.
For a really serious run-on-injury distance guy.
But that's the guy who, when he's at peak training, he does 90-mile weeks.
Yeah, right.
For like 6 weeks. Do you know what I mean?
So he really is like on and off.
So it's sort of like, you sort of have the taper... That your training gets you. Do you know what I mean? It's a great... You should really, if you've trained right, savour the taper.
Yeah.
Because you've earned that taper.
Yeah.
And it's a time to repair your body and psychologically prepare.
But also, like,
what
are
you going to do?
All those people commented, me, Gavin, it's almost, not pointless, but it's confusing in a way to talk about specifics.
Yeah.
Because as long as we're hitting the dots...
Yes.
Every individual trainee... Their taper should be different, but I think the two things to draw out that everyone should consider are these. One, it's a taper, it's a fade.
Yeah.
Not a stop. And two, it's, and this, Angie was saying this, and she's absolutely right, is you've got to watch out for your, like all your training, it's not just your body you're training, it's your brain, it's your psychology.
Yeah.
So you've got to watch out for your psychology in the taper. But then that's the second thing. But that's really complicated because I think on the one hand, it's very important to try and stop obsessing. Like, I was going to say this to you up here, we haven't got to this yet. The difficult thing with this virtual London Marathon is deciding on a route.
Yes.
And someone was saying the other day, I've been obsessing about my route. It's like you need to decide on it, not a good one.
Just
a one.
Just decide.
So that you don't think about it anymore.
Yeah.
And that trying not to think about it is a really good idea. But equally, psychologically, that's, I think, why people like to run on all the same days and stuff.
Yes.
Because we fear change. You know what?
It locks in.
Pull the rug out from under your own life.
Yeah. Oops.
So we need to feel psychologically safe in the taper. On the one hand, avoiding stress.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, avoiding change.
Yeah, you're just trying to do what you need possible to be as fresh on the day.
Yeah.
Without... And you're not... If you're... I think a mistake that people can make, and we've talked about this before, is they put on weight during the taper.
Yeah.
And that you want to avoid that if possible.
Yeah, I think I did that a little bit just for this 20. I was a little bit free last week and weighed more yesterday than I have
for a little while. Because I am a fan of the old carb loading.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you eat tons of carbs and everything else. It just means you change the percentage of your carbs.
Very important,
exactly. You just eat more carbs.
No, and
but
again...
But not more food generally.
No.
And it's a tricky balance to get right.
Yeah, because as humans, we're generally in the market for an extra burger or an extra pizza.
Yeah.
And it's not like that at all.
No.
I mean, my taper, then carb-loading things would be, yeah, beetroot juice with a bit of lemon juice. Oats are good because they're slow release.
Yeah.
And, just slightly tuning up the jacket potatoes and the brown rice in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that time when I did go to the cinema with a little extra leftover jacket potato in my pocket.
Yeah.
It was a very special time.
It's quite nice to have three meals a day and they're all... It's quite nice to have rice on a morning for breakfast.
Yeah.
It's quite unusual, and it's useful. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You definitely feel
it. It's also just quite nice to go to a darkened room and cuddle a small warm potato. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great for my one's psychological well-being. Yeah.
Absolutely. So basically, you earn your taper with the training you've done, I would say.
And also, I would say you can't taper without... potato.
No, you're right. That's a good one.
You can put that in your book if you want.
So.
You can't tape it without potato.
No, you're right. But there's few, for me, on the rare occasions I've done it, there's few feelings as satisfying as coming to the end of a long chunk of training, being grateful for the fact that you got through it without injury, which is something to be grateful for at our age or any age, and just doing a well-modulated taper that leaves you fresh and raring to go. It's just a nice feeling, isn't it?
Well, the Gavin lesson is a good one. Ultimately, you've got to earn it. And it's scary to know when you've earned it. You go this way, take this little path here.
Yeah, cool.
And, but equally, you know, it's ultimately your decision, so you've earned it. And the thing to remember when you're trying to call that is you get to a point a couple of weeks out where you can't get any fitter, you can only get fresher.
Yeah.
You know, and getting fresher is difficult because it might be to do with staying warm, it might be to do with chilling out, but you're not going to get stronger or fitter, you're just going to calibrate.
Like Gavin focuses on the capillaries in his legs repairing and his legs getting... He does some quite heavy sort of visualization techniques around his taper as well.
Well,
it's a time to get your head right, isn't it? To get your head straight.
Absolutely, and I think that visualization thing is really key and brings us full circle to the Florence Marathon or the Virtual London. Is, you know, some people might say, well, that's ridiculous or it doesn't work, or something more measured like it's a placebo. And that's fine if it is.
Yeah, of course.
That is fine. Whatever gets
whatever
you
works, yeah.
If this thing makes you think your legs are stronger, then your legs are going to be stronger.
Yeah.
It is all one.
Yeah.
I remember running that, I think it was my fastest Royal Parks half, but it's a long time ago now. I was running the Royal Parks half, and I saw that guy up ahead. It's a moment in time, so I'm sure I've told you this story before. I just saw some bloke up ahead. And I thought, I like his pace. He's quite far ahead of me. And I want to stay steady. I'll just follow him and try and, you know, maintain this distance between us. But the key thing is what I thought next, which is that either that's going to be true.
Yeah.
And I'll follow that guy to the end of the run. Or I'll forget I ever thought that and never see him again.
Right.
And either way, it's fine.
Yeah.
It was just a focusing technique, you know?
And if you want a sort of gnarly focusing technique of trying to track someone down and you see someone ahead of you, just have a little, just clock them running past a lamppost or whatever. See how many strides it takes you to hit that lamppost.
Okay, so basically you're triangulating with a third steady point.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then a mile down the road, check again and see if you're getting any closer. You can do that on your watch as well, but if that freaks you out, just on your... And then you can say whether or not you're still in contact, you know?
Yeah. It's funny the way sometimes you can forget those things, like really tune into people around you and then forget. I remember... when I was coming back from my broken toe and didn't know what my pace was going to be like.
Yeah.
Running along behind Sophie Rayworth and Susie Jenner, they were a bit ahead of me.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, actually, this pace is good. And I don't think they were going in any way slow. They might have literally just been chatting with someone or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I came past them.
Yeah.
And then once I come past them, because they're behind me, that's it, they were gone. It was like they weren't in my psychological periphery at all.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because for them, I was like, there. You know, I wasn't going any faster than them. I was closer to them than those people in front of us now. And I'd forgotten they existed. And then we got to the end, it's like, oh yeah, you're still there.
Yeah.
As they overtook me to win.
You just, it's really, because I'm coming from a background where you really used to just race, you know, like you're racing people.
Yeah.
And you're trying to beat them. And it's really intense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're doing all that measuring stuff, and if you're getting closer and... When you run past them at a distance so they can't key onto your shoulder and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, That's where I'm coming from.
Tour de France kind of stuff.
Yeah, totally. But at this age, part of it's mentality and part of it's fitness. You just don't do it anymore.
Just the way people think about it. You know, like you were saying, a lot more people run now. A lot of people kind of run without identifying as runners. And then, you know what I mean? There's people think of themselves as serious runners and non-serious runners. Everyone's just a runner.
Yeah.
And everyone is ultimately only racing against themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why it's funny because when you use a park run, you think, I was kind of racing that person next to me, but really I was just racing myself.
Yeah.
And that's also true for
Mo
Farah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why the London Marathon is such a beautiful thing, because it really has got that democracy of, you know, when you say, oh, anyone can do it, and you can be a charitable runner, and you can do it in fancy dress or whatever, that you have to remember that that's also, the other thing you can do within that is be the fastest marathon runner in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just as valuable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's great about it. But it is weird when it's virtual. I mean, I'm planning on keeping my eyes peeled and see if there's anyone out there just as a rhino.
Yeah. Or that barefoot bloke that we ran, that we were close to last year.
Oh, yeah, the Tibetan guy.
Yeah.
Lightly jinking in his bare feet. Fantastic. Well, we were right next to him for many a mile, weren't we?
It was very, very enjoyable, wasn't it?
Yeah, really great.
That whole day.
Actually, I'm glad you said that, because someone said, oh, could you record a special 4-hour episode? If you are doing a long run, if you're doing a virtual marathon, go back to last April.
Yeah.
And we've got the 2019 London Marathon in virtually real time.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you want to, if you're doing a virtual London Marathon, you could do worse than listen to that.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be quite surreally effective.
Could be.
You're thinking, wow, I'm going across Tower Bridge. Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm going round and round my own
background. There will, of course, be some people who will run the route of the London Marathon.
Yeah.
I anticipate that. So either reverse it or one way or the other.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will be doing that.
I just don't want anyone to accidentally not know where they are due to running competition.
Yeah.
Runners in headphones. Middle of the A40. Confused. Seems to think they're on the ball.
Over madly sprinting down the M40 whilst waving to the royal family who's no longer there.
And Hayes waving to a multi-story car park. Seem to be saying, push, over and over again. Over.
Have reports of a runner run into a Poundland and nicked a sponge. Over.
Never go near Paul Sponge. Over. So that is the question, and I think your answer to it will tell us more than your answer to it. If you run, just go out for a 26.2 training run on October the 3rd or 4th, whatever it is, where are you going to go?
Yeah, where would you go? You'd probably just do, I'd probably just do all the parks that we always do.
Yeah.
And just lap and lap and lap. If I ran out to Clissold, quick sprint round Woodbury wetlands.
Yeah.
Just to annoy them.
Yeah.
Round Clissold Park, Highbury.
Come back here!
Come back.
Huffing and puffing near my goods.
Yeah. Come back, do Highgate Woods, do Ali Pally, Hampstead Heath, loop back. I mean, if you did that, you'd be getting close, wouldn't you?
Morning, Magpies.
Would you?
Look, there we are.
Would you be getting close?
Yeah.
If I ran to yours round Clissold and then did Victoria Park and came back and then did Highgate, you're getting pretty long. It's getting pretty long, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you went to my house with a twist of Clissold on it, that is 4. That's you go fun. Down to Victoria Park.
Yeah.
How many times are you going around Victoria Park?
Well, I'd like to do most things just once, really, okay, well, possible.
Say twice for luck.
Go on then.
Because then that there and back from my house is 10 miles.
Right, so that's
so
14.
So then if you repeated the rest of it, you'd be up to 18.
Yeah.
And you haven't been around Highgate Woods yet.
Yeah.
So I think it works. Yeah. I think actually it's interesting, the combination of the runs we do as running commentary. And, oh, sorry, I was going to go this way. Let's go this way. Underneath my climbing branch. Do you want to quickly see me?
That's
no, we
great.
Won't do
that's
that.
That's amazing. It's amazing what you did.
Yeah, I think the combination of our runs for this and also for me, lockdown running, kind of avoiding parks and things, I find it much easier to string together double figures of miles in London.
Different
I remember
routes.
Training for my first London Marathon and running 14 miles and thinking, it's all I can do not to just run to Uxbridge.
This is
weird.
No, but it all starts to piece together, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're just coming up. We've been twice around the heath.
Yeah, it's been lovely.
The first time we peeled off, we just contoured across the back of Parliament Hill. And this time we're heading straight up. I mean, all you mountain climbers would laugh at us going across this slight incline. But still, we're going to come over this ridge.
Not insignificant.
London is going to be spread out in front of us.
Opens up before us.
Patient etherized upon a table, to quote Eliot.
Did you see Anthony Hopkins reading of that on Twitter the other day?
Oh, God.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah.
Gosh,
really nice.
What a poem.
This is beautiful,
I've heard them singing each to each. I do not think that they will sing to me. You know, sometimes I worry that I have measured out my life in coffee spoons.
Yeah.
But then I remember I got a little espresso machine.
Yeah.
So it's more pods. Look at that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Let's just take a mo.
Yeah.
A little mo. It's all hazy. It's really good for the old... Think about my wife's art stuff, the way you can just see the... Think of it in terms of colour. You know, you start from these green leaves.
Yeah.
And then gradually, layer by layer, you get to pale, pale blue, and then you get to the sky.
It's a glorious Indian summery day, isn't it?
It's really great.
Beautiful today, yeah.
And this is the week. I mean, I think this is... We've done it before where we've gone out like this, and by the time the podcast drops... the weather's gone and it's hard to even remember it.
Yeah.
And this might be the last and biggest
one.
Well,
I remember a couple of weeks and think, oh, there we go, summer's over. And you tend to forget this little pocket.
Yeah. Oh, and also today is the equinox.
Right. So that means it's the longest day, the shortest day?
It's the both. Equinox, very satisfyingly. Oh, whoa. That was exciting.
Equinox means the what then?
Equinox means when you get attacked by a pack of dogs. Bunch of black dogs.
Little giggle from the owner there.
Making rub deer and go from the
gathering. Yes. Oh, have you? Oh, that's very kind of you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah. This is a podcast that we're doing. Yeah. So we just talk about Rob's going to do virtual London in a couple of weeks, and I'm wondering whether to do it. So we'll see. How about you? What are you up to with your running?
Running 10K race.
Oh, nice! Fantastic.
Have you done 10Ks before?
No, I've never done a race.
Have you not? Oh, fantastic! Oh, brilliant! Oh, what a journey!
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, Where is it? Is it in Downing Battersea? One of those.
It's at Hyde Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd
good.
Be really nice.
Yeah.
That'll be really nice. Yeah. Have fun with that one. You're at the start of everything. I envy you.
Yeah.
Well, you've got it all laid before you. You should do it. Do a marathon at some stage.
Are you on the network, social networks? Let us know how your 10K goes.
Yeah, do. Yeah, get in touch. Get in touch. I'm glad you enjoyed the book. Take care, love. See you later.
Enjoy the heath. That was really nice to meet that lady, partly because it was really nice anyway, and also partly because I thought someone was coming over and saying, "Are you having a go at my dogs?" What's wrong with her dogs?
No, she was really sweet, wasn't she, and gentle.
If you couldn't hear it on the recording, she was just saying that... I'm sorry, I've totally stopped to get a picture. She was totally saying that she's doing her first 10K in a few weeks, and that she's been listening to Paul's audiobook, which is... frankly, excellent training. But like you said, first event of any kind.
That's brilliant,
exciting,
isn't it? It's really
particularly
exciting.
This year, in light of everything we've been saying.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, really good.
And there must be so many people like her getting into running.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant. It's yeah. Nice to
well, if you've come... that's something I wanted to talk about, actually. Because I just can't express enough, and I'm sure you'll back me up on this, that when you get in touch with us and say and give us your appreciation, we really like that. You know, it's
nice,
the difference
yeah.
between this being us sort of shouting into a void and it feeling worthwhile. Particularly yeah. when people say, you know, I've just trained for this and you were with me all the way, or I did this event and listened to the podcast while I was doing it. People who've been listening to us all the way through the lockdown, thank us for the lockdown. And people who've got in touch and sent personal messages and indeed actual money on the Acast supporter button. Honestly, we can't. It's really worth remembering for us to say thank you for that.
Yeah,
because it's just the difference between it being it makes our lives feel worthwhile.
Well, the running of this podcast has really cheered me up today.
Yeah,
part of that's a running, part of that's seeing you, part of that's that woman coming up, and part of it what the podcast is. You know, it's really helped me through this.
It's a process, isn't it?
Yeah. So knowing that it's helped others, it makes it all worthwhile.
It really does. it really does. Telling us, you know, and if you do tell us whilst giving us money, that's even better. But no, it's really wonderful. And I'll tell you what else will cheer you up. It's a bit of a change of pace, but right on this spot here on Saturday, I saw a bunch of young men.
Yeah.
More than six, actually.
Yeah.
Playing Quidditch.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'd have enjoyed that.
Nice. This guy's put a bit of tempo in. Yeah, it's been a lovely run this morning.
It's been really good.
So where are we at for your training for the rest of the week then? Because
this week...
You're tapering a bit, aren't you now?
Well, what do you think? The one thing that scares me that I plan to do is it's in a little while... Oh, it's that lady telling stories to the babies. I'm planning on doing a fast 5K on Saturday.
Yeah, that's fine.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
That's absolutely fine.
Get the pace back.
Yeah.
And basically, my taper goes... I'm halving my mileage because my average week is 30.
Yeah.
So this week, and remember the 20 is quite late in the week as well. I normally do these on Monday to Friday. I did 20 on Saturday.
Right.
This week, Monday to Saturday, I'll do 25.
Right, okay.
With a with a fast 3 miles at the end.
Yeah.
Next week, about 15 miles.
Yeah, maybe a bit less even.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, we were planning on doing six, weren't we, on
Tuesday?
Yeah,
I think this time next week, if you come and run the last 6 miles of my planned marathon with me, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, no, that would be good.
We'll do gold,
that.
Silver, bronze.
Yes.
Not debrief, that's the opposite of it. Briefing.
Yes, yeah. We'll definitely do that. Yeah. And after that, you want to be doing like... just a few exercises and a 2 or 3 mile run on Thursday or Friday, and that's it, really.
In a way that is different for 2020, and I'm not quite sure about, but I'm thinking maybe of going double figures one last time this week. I think maybe after today.
Yeah.
What do we want now? Well, let's see how far we've gone. I did 4 yesterday, and we've just done, just this moment now, we have done 5.5.
Right, okay.
So I'm on, in fact, I did 4.6 yesterday, so we're on 9.
Right.
No, 10.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of doing another 10 on Thursday. Very gentle 10.
No, that's fine. That's
just to remind myself that I can.
Yeah.
And then no more distance.
Yeah.
Nothing more than 6 after that.
I think so, yeah. And you're in good shape.
We'll talk more about that next week.
Yeah. No, that was lovely. Really nice. Really nice run. Cheered me up.
Well, stay cheered up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.